Blog Talk Radio.
Because of a lion shall break every chain.
Shalom, everybody. Let me get Brother DeWater on. Brother DeWater, yo.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Let me open up the line for Brother Maher. He's on with y'all, sir. Hey, peace, brother. Brother Maher.
Yes.
Brother DeWater, how y'all doing?
Brother Drew.
Yes, sir.
And Brother Maher.
Yes, yes.
I have studied a lot of books. But some things that my great-grandpa said to me and my dad has said to me, I'm just now understanding. And the more I got off into this study right here on what is mine, because that's me and you. That's everything that is a living being is mine, because you cannot become a living being without having a mind. And that mind is neutral when it comes into existence. It has to be taught and trained. And that's you see, our grandpa once told me that the only way you can understand yourself is you had to know how you was made. And I don't think that nobody, everybody have taught this, but I don't think nobody has broke it down to the people like we've been to break it down. I don't ever remember reading in no books where no teacher has instructor. I don't like the word teacher because ain't the one teacher, and that's you. You can get good instructions from somebody. Somebody can give you good instruction. Don't believe a damn thing that nobody say. Weigh and balance it. You have common sense. This come with the ultimate item to give you sense enough to judge which is right and which is wrong. See, when you first born, you born a supreme being that's male or female. You either the one or the two when you come into existence and become a being. And how you become this being, nobody has really ever, I have never heard a lecture that with what we're doing, of anybody doing a lecture on this subject, which deal with the 12 laws of nature, which deal with the first law of nature, which is motion. I read a lot of books, but they didn't break it down to me like that, what we're going to break it down to, that it's very easy if you studied a lot of books to break it down to see who you really are. How did you come into existence? And it's called, see, everything that you see in creation, which is taught in all secret societies, Masonic lodges, especially the Scottish Rite, which we up on the Scottish Rite teaching of the Illuminati, they teach us that everything is physics first. And you can't see physics. And everything that you see is geometry. That's why you got the big G. That G don't stand for no gods. That G stands for geometry. When you see the sign of the Mason. And you had to understand that when you deal with a subject called biology, you're dealing with two subjects. You're dealing with botany, which is the study of plants, and zoology, which is the study of animals. We come up under that system, but the only thing that's zoology, which is animal, when you become a being about you, is the how you breathe. The rest of your body is botany, is a plant, which you have to give it not meat, because you had to feed it with plants. It requires plants to stay in existence. The body is built to live forever if you knew how to train it from Jump Street, from birth all the way down. You had to know. So you are made out of, we're going into male energy. We're dealing with the 12 laws of nature. The first law of nature is motion. When we deal with a molecule, this is at its lowest form, and this is by reason, because these molecules will turn into an element, and it would create four elements. And through reasoning, these four elements will create an atom. And through vibration and rotation of the earth as we're spinning, it will create an atom. And when the atom gets heavier than gravitation, it was split. It was split into three parts. It was split into the earth. It was split into the physical atom.
Right.
Which is the unit.
Which is the atom, proton, and the electron.
Right, right. And see, you had to understand.
Right.
You first had to have this ether first. This ether is breath. For anything to come into you to become a being, you first had to have breath, which the Christians call spirit, the Holy Ghost, and all of that shit.
Right.
But you had to have ether. This atom,
right?
This atom is in three parts. It goes from the physical atom to the astral atom, which is the unit of life force, which puts you into energy that you are alive, that you moving, and this. The third part of this atom is called the mental atom, which is the unit of mind. These three are the basis of the three primates of which all things are formed. By the primates themselves, they are structure formed from the one primate cosmic energy unit, which creates the ultimate atom. This atom starts to vibrate. And then it picks up a rhythm, a rate of vibration. And you get that new, and you pick up the fourth law of nature is the rhythm of the sphinx, the music of the sphinx. That's, you pick up all of this vibration when you become, and then you become a living being, a human being. And it's the difference between a human being. Out of the human beings come some other kind of beings on down the road you can see. But this is you. This is you. This atom, this is how you got formed. This is how you came into existence.
Brother DeJuan, let me edify you on a second. On us.
Knock yourself out.
Right. On the point here, and I'm so glad that you are revisiting this topic that you started. The higher realms and the higher knowledge definitely is what you started out with, which is where you actually needed to place this. Now, coming down even lower from the higher realm where the atoms and all was created, the ether, all of that, down to this, there's a science that I know you deal with, and they would talk about the science of sex, okay? So I've got here in front of me, because I've been on this topic for, studying this topic for a few years, and I've heard a few metaphysicians talk about this, and that is, we talked about once upon a time, why you need to protect yourself, and especially the woman needs to pay close attention to whom she opens her body to, because of taking on additional entities. And that's when you start dealing in Genesis. So from the scientific standpoint, University of South Wales, to edify what you're saying in a slightly different aspect, they said scientists discovered a new form of non-genetic inheritance, showing for the first time that offspring can resemble a mother's previous sexual partner. You see what they're saying? Researchers manipulate it. It goes into all this stuff about what they've been doing. But the title of this article is called Semen Secrets. So back in all in the actual science, or they may call it occult science, they talk about a sex science, okay, where over the years it's gotten different names. But the knowledge, they stopped passing this knowledge in the late 1960s, 70s, 80s. It just got worse and worse. So everybody's out there pretty much going for their own, doing what the heck they want to do. And then finally, when the man and the woman meets up, he's thinking, well, what happened here? Why is it this child that seems to be his child, even if the DNA says it is, why does this child not look like him? Well, the woman's body is stripping the DNA and storing it in her physical brain. So each person that she is with, the semen dies. The sperm dies after X number of days. That's physical. That's biological fluid. It makes into the biochemistry. That dies off. But what does not die off is the DNA encoding that her body now absorbs. So now, even although it may have not gotten her pregnant, we're talking about the bringing in the culture, cultivating of life. See, people say, well, a woman gives life. No, not exactly. She incubates it. The sperm and the encoding comes from the base of, which is a brain again, the mind, from that of the man, the male. And they say when they look at what the man, the male has in a petri dish, it has light. It glows. It illuminates. Okay? And that light is going into the darkness inside of the womb of the woman, meets the egg, sparks it. Okay? If life is to actually continue. We're not going to say start. Continue. Because each one that comes after us, as you already know this very well, my brother Dwyer, is a continuation of ourselves. So now they've got our encoding. What happens when people are now abusing themselves, whereas they've gotten a lot, the woman really has gotten a lot of partners, and she retains the DNA material of all her previous guys, including the electromagnetic signature, even if the guy was wearing protection. She's still going to receive that ring in her, okay? And that is going to affect her on the DNA level, on the biological level. It's going to affect her, okay? So now one of the fortunate guys comes along. It's his turn. He sparks it. She strips the DNA from his semen. It goes to her brain just like all the previous partners, but his is causing the chamber in that part of her brain not to empty, but to come out as a combined conglomeration of various other men's DNA. And now that child, genetic material, is now containing all the previous guys right along with his. You know, the previous writings in the book talked about being defiled. It talked about the Levites. They had a device in their days when they were going into the land, as you remember, Dwyer, in Exodus and as such, to clear the land out. And the head, a woman, it says if the woman has known men, she was to be destroyed by fire. Okay? Only take and talk to the woman, and these are other women of color, only touch and talk to the woman who had not known a man, for she wasn't defiled. The capital word, which is no longer used, but it was used back in your day and part of my day growing up, because, you know, I'm just some years behind you, was the capital W-H-O-R-E word. Nobody uses that word anymore. So when a person did that, you say, what exactly is that? Okay? That's where she starts out in her biology as a clean petri dish of clear water. Each time she gets with a guy, it's like a droplet, an eyedropper with dye in it. You keep putting a drop of this colored, whatever it is, in this water, her biology will not clear up. Okay? In order to get her mind right, to come back into universal harmony, which is books they took out of the Old Testament, like the Ascension of the Book of Isaiah, they completely removed that book. Because that book says the woman has to let her body rest for 7 years. She can't be out there dating guys. She can't do it. The guy don't have that kind of issue because he's the initiator. So him having 7 women or 4 women, Isaiah 4:1 says there'll be 7 women taking a hold of one man, 7 women taking a hold of one man, after we see the decimation and desolation of what has happened to the female species. That's coming, and it's upon us now.
And that's what you're explaining. I want you to keep on explaining. But what you're explaining is the problem that is going on now, and nation of people that call themselves African Americans. You got this. Here's what I know for a fact. The African Americans, he's 50 years old right now.
Right, according to when that name came into play, right.
I'm going to give you a scenario. We had them, but we didn't know nothing about them. When I'm 7 years old, I didn't know anything about someone that was gay. And my favorite uncle was gay. That I didn't know that until I was a teenager before they told me that he was gay. My dad had told me that he was gay. I didn't know nothing about a gay person. I didn't know.
Right.
I didn't know what a bitch in a hole was.
Right.
I didn't know nothing about that. I didn't know nothing about rolling a joint. I didn't know anything about a blunt or nothing like this at 7 years old. But if we come to the African America as we speak, every 7-year-old child knows that his mama is a bitch and a hoe. Now, we had it back in the day, but we didn't know that. But this 7-year-old child knows what a bitch and a hoe is. He knows what a blunt is. He knows what a homosexual is. He knows what oral sex is. He's 7 years old.
Right.
He's 7 years
and
old.
What you're saying, Brother Dua, is why this is so key. It all goes back to the shaping and the forming of mind as we are thinking about it in only one reality right now. And this reality, they have taken the higher mind, damn near put the light out of it, and relegated people to the lower parts of mind to the level that they say that they're living according to animal instincts. There's some stuff that is being done amongst the same group of people you're speaking of that the animal kingdom don't even do, or the animal kingdom itself isn't doing. And these animals are not dumb. People like to think animals are dumb. No, they're not dumb. So what you're describing in each of these categories, these different states of mind, I was talking to a guy once, and he got into this some years ago, and he was explaining something. Okay, next to the clinical psychologist and psychiatrist, both share in an area of dealing with the mind and mental illnesses and conditions and stuff. And you know, Brother Tyrone, he always was talking about that in the class, okay? The narcosis, neurosis, and these different disorders, okay? Well, they're talking about the latest one is the narcissist who lives off of the ego. Well, it's very important that we talk about these different states of mind. A pimp who is the closest thing to a psychologist and a preacher because of how they handle and conduct, and they know how to control women in such a way, a pimp will tell you when he gets a new fresh body, so to speak, to go to work for him, okay? This is something that not just only one pimp has said. They all know this, all right? With her working and doing what she's doing and dealing with these men and absorbing all these different men's energy, she's only good for 3 to 5 years, maybe. After that, she is as crazy as a bat, as they would say. And so now for the rest of her life, she needs medication to tone down all of the voices she has now absorbed in her. Each man's Y chromosome, his DNA, is taking control of her. And men by nature are competitive, and we're also combative. So when you see these conflicting emotions, things that don't seem right, you can get on a plane, like you and I have been around the world, you can get on a plane, go to a whole other culture, and sit back and observe, first, how they're living, and two, how everyone seems to be getting along with each other and how they receive you. Because they are closer to how things are supposed to be in their nature. So a woman in another part of the world don't have to think about being feminine. They're molded that way. It's a state of mind. So
right.
They're molded that way. They're brought up that way. This over here is nothing like that. As a matter of fact, this society, and especially when they talk about white supremacy, has prided itself on turning the women over here into something that had never existed in nature before. That's a really
right.
serious, bold statement that they have made
in
when they talk about how
years.
Things playing out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go
this
ahead, bro.
This ain't for 50 years old, Brother Mahal. This ain't for 50 years old. This started in 1970.
Mm-hmm.
When we trace history, this started in 1970. Go ahead on.
So they have boldly made the claim that for the first time in the existence of nature, they have turned, and they're not talking about their own women. They're talking about ours, so to speak. They have turned our women into this creature that has never, ever existed in nature before. So now we take a quick, short visit back to Genesis. Please pay close attention to the statement, and I know you have, but this is to the listening audience, to the statement that was made in Genesis. Okay, so you got the descendants of Adam. And keep in mind, telagoni. Telagoni is a Greek phrase, and they said, because they knew that a woman having promiscuous behavior, partners, meaning multiple male partners in her life, that there's a chance if a guy got with that woman, that child, although he may be the last one who they said, they use a word, who sired the child, okay?
Right.
That child could come out not looking like him. That was the case with Cain and Adam. So Adam, you notice it never says Cain was in the image or likeness. No photocopy, and nor did he have any of Adam's characteristics. Now, the serpent guy who was like the beast of the field, okay, as he's referred to in Genesis, Hayit means he was smarter than the average beast of the field, okay? So he's not even considered a person, so to speak. This guy's vibration is a lower vibration. So to make up for it, he needed to do magic, all of the occult stuff. That's why the word Nakash means alchemist. It means wizard, warlock, and or a sorcerer. You see what they're going on with what they're calling occult science? So he got with her, spun some magic till she was thoroughly confused, and at the fact he went and knocked boots with her. Okay, so the Hebrew ain't going to lie. He yafed her, meaning he went into her, all right? And when she gave birth, he altered her position. So here we come in with the modern term, because the Hebrew term and the Arabic term for what the therapists are calling narcissists and narcissistic characteristics and traits today, them words are already used in the Hebrew and Arabic language in the original written in the text already. Although they never tell you in a Bible dictionary this same Hebrew word where you cut to the bone or somebody's done some action to you that has affected you so adversely, it has cut you to the bone. It's hundreds of times. It's used in the Old Testament. The Quran is using it 15 times. Okay? And this is in Arabic. So if you was having an issue and you're in one of these countries, here's my point. The proof is always in the pudding. Documentation is a conversation all the time. And you wish to see a psychologist or something that deals with treating these things, don't be surprised when you find the exact Arabic term and the exact Hebrew term in any one of these countries speaking these languages, that it turns out that that term is already used in the original written text. It's just that you don't find these in Bible dictionaries anymore. So we are in a world of trouble, so to speak, okay? We didn't step in some major boo-boo, okay? It's stinking everywhere. And folks for a long time have been getting away with covering it up and coming up with new terminologies to describe the level of devastation and destruction that is taking place amongst us, and we're just starting out with the mind. They said the mind, mental illness must be made a high priority in the Afro-American community. It is not treated the way it needs to be treated nor addressed. And yet, everyone is putting on the makeup. They're going out here. We're going to churches. We're going to all these different places. You're seeing people in the supermarkets, the workplace. People are trying to think they're having some semblance of a relationship. They can't figure out why they can't connect, because it all starts from your mind first. So if your mind isn't right, your views, your feelings about things can never be, you can never correctly analyze and view things the way they need to be. So we're not getting what you see is what you get, okay? We got something else that's already been crafted and put before us, and we can't even see it and call it correctly.
Brother,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This week, on something that you just said, just this week I brought it to Robert Ashley's attention, and he talked about it on his show, that I think that Channel 4 announced it, but people – people didn't understand what Channel 4 said. It's saying that they did a study. People that had come down with COVID-19.
Right.
That after 90 days, that's 3 months, they're suffering from a mental condition.
Wow.
Now,
wow.
And they said that 90% of the people that caught COVID, after 90 days, they're suffering from a mental condition. They call it anxiety.
Let me let you know what movie, actually, one of the first movies. Right. Here's a movie that they put it blatantly in front of our face, and they're continuously to replay this movie if you got HBO and any of these other channels. Planet of the Apes. How did it start
right.
out? The apes are supposed to be us, okay? Us, the brown people. We're supposed to be the apes. And somehow, someone looking pale skin, it created something in a lab, okay, a concoction that's supposed to make us
right.
intelligent. Now, while we became intelligent, this is the way the story is going. So while we became intelligent, this serum that was used to make us smart had the reverse effect on its makers. So anyone that they were showing you being Caucasian, after a while, they became sick and they lost their ability to speak. So you could hear it in their speech, like, okay, something is wrong. Now, shift back real quick. One of the side effects, and you got to go back to the father, the founder of this thing, this whole concept behind vaccines. He said many years ago that the purpose of a vaccine was to cure the disease of the soul. Now, hold on a second. Not everyone has a soul, but we do. You do. I do. Drew X do. And quite a few other people who look like us actually do have a soul. So we're not just living off ambient energy, so to speak, because everything on the planet, it has to be in motion to be counted as somewhat similar, similarly relevant, okay? If the day you stop moving, you're considered dead. So people have
right.
to kind of think about that in a metaphysical principle, okay? Your life is a verb, which is an action. That's why when you deal with the original received languages, they tell you, and here we go back to geometry again, your language you spoke is geometric, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it was also good for your biophysical as well as your biospiritual part of you. So your language you spoke took care of both parts of you while you're here, and you can commune and connect with your higher mind as well. English is a killer by itself. And they already say that it does take away years on our lives. A life expectancy is not as long as it used to be. As time went on and this man was here in the land, you had great-great-grandparents, great-grandparents, and they're living to be over 100 and something years old. Well, English is not the only thing they were speaking. See, they won't come out and tell you that in the history books straight up. They were speaking something else that they also had. English was made by way of communication and or connection. So back to this thing where we were just saying real quick, because I don't want it to get away from me, is that so women today who are having children today, guys who are prompted to go pull that, have a DNA test, and to find out if that child is his or not. They come back saying, well, it is your child. But they won't, unless you know to ask, they won't, you know, you need to ask, besides my Y chromosome or my X chromosome, right, what other chromosomes besides the mother's chromosome went into the makeup of this child? Oh, well, you know, she's got, you know, 10 other partners that she's been with and her, that held it in her brain. You sired the child because your spark is actually the spark that got the egg going that caused the DNA, which your DNA traveled to her brain and combined with the other guy's DNAs, and together they rolled down to create this child that we have here. And it's like, isn't that what the scripture refers to in the Apocrypha as mysterious women giving birth to monsters? And it's like, yes. And did it not say somewhere in the New Testament that they're continually unclean? Continually means you can't clean that act up. Now, some people may not want to hear this truth stated like this, but unfortunately, it's killing them. And now it's to a point, there's a percentage of women who, for whatever reason, all over the place, especially in this land, can't give birth. So there's another part I remember in the scripture where it says their wounds will be cursed. So somewhere in nature, when it sees a thing existing within it, it's been abused, it now creates the answer to either edify or enhance and fix what the illness is, or it seeks to eradicate that life form completely itself. So this is where we're heading, and it's got nothing to do with preaching or not preaching. Look around. There's quite a few, unfortunately, young women that's in these morgues, that's in these funeral homes. They show up with them toe tags on, if you want to call it that. And you're saying, how old was she? How old was this one? I've been to, in my day, too many funerals of young ladies. And it's like, what did she die from? So now you're asking the question, well, she had cancer. What kind of cancer? Well, she had this kind of cancer that attacked her from this. Oh, wait, hold up, back up. She had what kind of cancer? Right, okay, she had too many guys in her. This is how we just talk without being medical doctors or anything like this. This is how we will talk amongst ourselves. And we got the evidence in front of us, the dead body. So yeah, as they would say, yes, go ahead.
Brother Mahara, we asked ourselves a question, how do the mind work? Here's how the mind works. The mind is a school of thoughts. It's the trend. What is the habit, and what is cool, and what is the end thing? This is what
right.
we see in the mind. We're gonna start from 1970. We're gonna start at 1970, where every 10 years you see the mind got more degraded.
Yes.
That came out of the people that would call themselves Negroes that were colored people, and this came behind music, which is vibration of hip hop music. This new music that's in existence right now, all this shit going on right now as we speak. This music invaded the church, it invaded the life of the children. You can see by 1980, it had totally captured the mind of the children, where 24/7 you would hear him with two speakers going into the air listening to hip-hop music. Well,
right.
Like I told Barnett this morning, see, history repeats itself. In the 30s and 40s, you had the mob and the mafia. You had Al Capone. Well, in the black neighborhoods right now, you got the same thing going on where in the black neighborhoods back in the 30s, you didn't have that going on. Not like it is now, the killing and
right.
the murdering of people of this age bracket from 0 to 40 years old. He's killing each other 100 miles an hour as we speak in this mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's 40 years from
mm-hmm.
you've been an African American
for 50
years.
So
you can see where the thinking of the people, the thinking
right.
of the
So you answered your own question. You actually answered your own question. You asked, how does the mind work? Okay, here's
right.
the answer. Here's one of the answers, short and to the point. The mind works by way of giving instructions. Your
right.
DNA contains, when we are all born, instructions. Your instructional manual is within you already on how you should be, how you will live your life, how far down the road you will actually get as far as you can go in your life. So all what they call inherited, intrinsic instructions, you come with first. Now someone else comes from outside of that environment and they change it. So women by design, and this is not a weakness, women by how they're designed and how they were made. See, in Hebrew, there's no such thing as husband and wife. That's not how, throw those terms out. Those are European terms. The man, masculine form, is a helpmate. The woman, female term. So the man is called Ish and the woman is called Isha. In Arabic, there's a masculine and a feminine term. Many African cultures, they don't have words strangely different and pronounced opposite. And the same thing in Cherokee, Asgeya for the man, for the woman, Asgeyashta. Okay? We are supposed to be complementary to one another. Okay? And so a man, and here's an interesting thing, okay, because this is requires some mental thinking here. When you have a mother, okay, that's feminine word. So that same word not only means mother, it represents community, it represents a form of leadership, it is definitely, and plural. So when you say, I live in the hood, this is my community, okay, that word is called umma. It's the same word in Hebrew, umma, in Cherokee, umma, same word, okay? Now, a man is an imam. You know that word, Brother Dwyer. So a man is using from the feminine principal word, Im, he is now seen as the overseer. So he is a masculine entity using a feminine word. Now, you're going to love this one. Keep your eye on this one. A father, Abba, which means a chief, a guide. That word makes up the word that you know coming out of the East called avatar. So avatar, or the Catholic Church says the abbot, the abbey. That's father's plural. But what they won't tell you is a man is practicing being a chief guide, and when more of us is multiplied together, so you're a father, I'm a father, okay, and so on. When we're all standing in the room together, the word becomes feminine plural, irregular. You're okay, masculine by yourself. But when all you guys get together, who's got descendants? Right. The gender changes to that. So, how does the mind operate? Your encoding, your instructions has all of these principles built into it until someone changes it, and now we go off to the left.
And see, when we study the science of eugenics, after three generations, and it's been five generations from 1970 to 2020, after three generations, in the gene pool, it becomes what is known as hereditary genetic traits, meaning
yes.
that this child will be born a gangster, this child will be born a lesbian, this child
yep.
will be born gay, as we
yep.
see. He's
yep.
being born this way just because of this gene pool.
Right.
Of this breed of cultural people
right.
that had all
they're calling
kids.
Some of that junk DNA. They're calling some
right.
of it junk DNA, Brother Dwyer. So you say, why are you going to call it junk DNA? Because otherwise it wouldn't normally be in there. So you're looking
right.
at a person's genetics. You don't have to care what their facial features are, what their fingerprints are. You don't have to care nothing about that. And you mentioned something here about generations, okay? Here's the way it's supposed to work. You know, every 400 years, Brother Dwyer, the earth goes through a change, and if our minds, our state of minds is in the right order, okay, according to your universal principles and the principles that we need to take from there to here so that we can make it. They usually say three generations is what takes it to complete, or what they call knowledge based upon knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So there's your three. The last 100 years of whatever that particular generation pool is, they spend 100 years, like they did in ancient Egypt and a few other places, they spend 100 years preparing to go to the next level of existence or science. So every 400 years, we were in tune with the earth, so we are getting crazy storms, mudslides, mud floods. We got rivers of soil, which is really mud, and this stuff is just destroying everything that's passed. Saudi Arabia, Oman, places have gotten floods and heavy-duty rains and hailstorms. We, when we were in our right frame of mind, we already knew that there was such a day, or the last 100 years of that particular 400-year Earth change cycle that was coming. So we spent the 300 edifying, rehearsing, prepare, and then the last 100 we prepare to get the next generation who will be the survivors of whatever is coming into this domain, this Earth dimension. And then from that point on, your knowledges are continuing. If you were not successful, you will be wiped out. And anyone coming to check you, whoever the descendants were, which they're doing now, they can stretch out the DNA. They can say, well, the stuff that's in these Afro-Americans, I'm using us as an example, these Afro-Americans' DNA, the stuff that's in it now is not the stuff that was in it 100 years ago. And even 200 years ago, okay, they didn't have this problem either. And we didn't.
Yeah, see, once this mind takes on an attitude, and it becomes the attitude is you. your attitude towards everything is you.
Here's another thing I want to add it on to, because you say, how does the mind operate? Okay, there's two aspects to us. Okay, you talked about the mind. The mirror to that is your ego. The ego is the backup operating system. Like on a computer, because I work in IT, so I can say this like this. You have in the computer system, you have what is called the file allocation table. That's number one, okay? And you have file allocation table number two. Both of those make up the master boot record. That's your real essence. The MBR, master boot record. When one of the file allocation tables go down, and the file allocation table is nothing more than a mirror image of the original source code that was installed, whatever that operating system is. When the one of them fails, the other one comes in as a backup until you do what to it? You install a patch, firmware update. So what they're using in the technology side is what we don't call it the same thing on the spiritual side, the spiritual side, and the bio-spiritual side. We use other terms, but the concept is similar. So every time you get an operating system, or we as a people are supposed to get an operating system upgrade, some of us have to have our hard drives completely wiped. Why? Because our source code is corrupted to the extent that no antivirus, which is designed to help clean it up, when it's done cleaning, there is nothing left of the original person. So destruction of the mind and understanding how the mind is supposed to work is by design. All of this is on purpose. And now this program that has been embedded within us, several programs, now the creators get to sit back and fold their arms, and they're looking at us as we're walking around like fools. And we're on our way out, okay? We really are. When you hear what people are saying, or the lack of what they're saying, like you said, you know, folks are getting this COVID. After 90 days go by, what's going on with the brain? Well, it is shrinking the brain, from what I understand. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I seem to have seen something somewhere where I was watching something, and it was talking about how it affects the brain, and I could be wrong, but I think it's making the brain small. It's compressing it some kind of way. So with that being the case,
let's look at something, brother. Uh-huh. when the mind is up under fear
mm-hmm.
and stress. This is why when we came back out of Vietnam, we had to go in 90 days, what they call rehab, to come,
right.
come time we got out the bush. We went in
yeah,
rehab.
Yeah, to combat stress.
The time my son came out of Afghanistan, he came, got off the plane out of Mohud, came straight home. He didn't have rehab. I said, my baby brother, too. I said, they don't rehab, y'all? All you killing you Negroes, I'm dead, man. This shit, see, done mess with your mind. And then you, because you have the fear of dying, and when you had COVID, this COVID disease, you had the fear
right.
of dying. So this places a mental thing on you if they don't give you mental treatments after you done had this shit. You need to go up on the evaluation and shit after you done had, because you so scared of dying that it's done created a crisis now when it's 90%
that's right.
crisis. Another damn crisis.
Right.
After 90 days, you catch the shit. Here you are with anxiety, and anxiety comes in four different forms, and you don't
yes,
know
it does.
Which one of them forms you're going to pick up.
Well, Brother Dwayu, you went through a level of test, and I'm sorry to hear that, you know, how your son wasn't handled with the great care he should have been handled. I spent 21
Hell,
months
no,
total
no,
making
nobody.
Sure I dealt with the VA. Psychiatry,
no,
psychology,
no, no.
They told me I didn't have PTSD. I was just beneath the radar, but I did have to go to anxiety management classes. And again, I don't need medications. I said, are you guys sure? And they're like, yeah, we're sure. And they give you some kind of mental test. And I just for the listening audience real quick, I'll just say they do some stuff like this. And this is testing a mental, it's not your brain, but it's going to see if your brain is functioning correctly to handle this level of test that they're going to give it. Okay, so they're having a conversation with you. They pick a word, and they may spell this word out forward, going forward. They spell the word out, okay? And then they come back to it, and they don't want you to try to – no, you need to – it's part of the test. You've got to have a conversation with them. And then they say, what was the word I just gave you? So-and-so, spell it, okay? And then they turn around and say, okay, part of this test, we're going to continue having our conversation. So you've got to engage and have the conversation, but we're going to give you a series of numbers, and we're going to give the numbers to you backwards. Or we're going to give the numbers to you, and then we want you to tell us these numbers backwards. And you're sitting there going, man, can I do that? So when you're suffering from this level of stress that you said you came back from, we used to go through this just with 72 hours of intense combat training. I'm a former commander myself, so I'm in the operation tent. You've been in the operation tent before, Brother Dwyer, so you know exactly where I'm
yeah.
going with this. When you're doing your whatever you're rehearsing for before you actually take your troops and go into battle, okay, you're doing the 72-hour deal, okay? So ain't no sleep. They don't want you to sleep. They want you to fall apart so you can understand what happens to your mind when you are no longer able to make competent decisions. So they put four quarters in my hands. Four quarters is a dollar, right? I know that. Me and you know that. But at that time they put them four quarters in my hand, I'm staring at these quarters in the palm of my hand. I know the answer. I just can't say it. That's that level of combat stress. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's that level of combat stress. And that's not even the part about you worrying about you going to die. This is you've been up 72 hours. Okay?
Yeah.
And they're just throwing all kinds of made-up scenarios at you. All right? And it's like 72 hours? Yeah, oh, yeah, it could be over for you as a commander, you and your company and all the troops that you command. Oh, yeah, if you are not in your right frame of reference and you're off focus, and right now you can't add those four quarters to your hands, that means you're off focus.
And
we wanted to bring you to this point
so
you could understand that. Yes, sir.
Here's how they program my mind. If you were on a machine gun, you had 10 minutes in combat. If you was on a bazooka, you had 5 minutes. If you were on a flamethrower,
mm-hmm.
you got 3 minutes. If you were
yeah.
a combat soldier, you had 15 minutes. Well, this is,
right.
you know this when you finna start fighting, that you got 15 minutes to live.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if the enemy can see you, if the enemy has eyes on you, you got 3 seconds. That's the way they told us, Brother Dwyer, by the time I went in there. Okay? If the enemy has eyes on you, you have 3 seconds to live.
Right. You had that's and see, you knew this when you went into combat, just like in the Navy aboard ship, you had 1 minute to dress. You had 1 minute to dress and 1 minute to get to your damn duty station. And they drilled your ass because you did that to perfection. You had 1 minute coming from a dead sleep at 1, 2, and 3 o'clock in the morning. This is not a drill.
Well, you know, they used to like to do those NBC drills like that. You're in the middle of a dead sleep, sleeping good, and all of a sudden they walk in, gas, 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 gas. And you got 9 seconds, 15 seconds total to be completely NBC'd up, nuclear, biological, chemical warfare. Your MOP-4, that's the name of it. Your MOP-4 gear, your booties, your gloves with the inserts. You've already got your mask on and you got that hood fully, and they're gonna come by and inspect that. All right, I want you to make sure you got a seal on it. Go ahead, cover the inlets. Inhale. Okay.
Right.
So. We know, and all of that weighs on you ultimately. That's why when we come out, you know, after doing so many years of service, it's like we have 2 left feet because of the fact that we miss the organization, we miss that camaraderie, and most importantly, they taught you teamwork, which all is still how does the mind work. Boot camp, all of this stuff is narrowed down to an exact science. People think it's not. It is for you to be drilled out, not looking sloppy. You know what I mean? Left, right, 40 inches all around. I mean, come on. So we kind of know how this goes. And most of us out here talking about how tough we think we are, you let it hit the fan. We are not going to make it, beyond 72 hours. And I've done lectures in the past about that. First 72 hours, talking about you in the middle of a civil war, first 72 hours is critical because most people out here in the street don't know nothing about sleep rotation plans, the buddy system, and all. They don't know nothing about that. That requires a certain state of mind. That's why people say they like to keep their eyes on us who are veterans, because they know that it's in our DNA. So we have this in our DNA because of the years of service and the training and having been there and done it. We don't have to think about it. We just do it. And that's the purpose of that training. So that's your ego. So when your mental mind falls apart, you don't have to sit there and say, how do I fire an AR-16? You don't even do that. You know how to do that. Your ego will take over as a backup to your, in case your actual mental main part of your mind fails you. That's where the ego comes in, because it's already trained to do it.
I see that it was. We got about 2 minutes. So I want to say this.
Oh, okay.
This is what's wrong in today's society. The minds of these teenagers, these young people killing each other, that ain't going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't about to stop. That ain't about to stop. You fooling your damn self if you think that you can save these people or stop because it's because of how the mind works. The mind don't work that it'll stop. You have to kill this out. This system has to be killed out, which when the New World Order come in, they kill the head, they kill the system out.
And
I hope somebody has understood how do the mind work. These are questions that we have to ask ourselves. Because everything that you see in creation is mine. Everything that you see started with an atom.
Right.
So we.
And
we
if somebody don't get these people, nature is going to get them.
Physics, we done taught physics today, and we done taught geometry, two subjects that most people hate. and we didn't get them when we was in school. So, Shema Yahawadah, Yah Abinyah, Ikah Kamadiyah.
Come out of here. Until next week.
Right, peace.
Come out of here. Peace.